Good morning, Irene. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Doing well.
So is it a bit old-fashioned? Do we used to be more connected to our neighbours, do you think?
I think generally, yes. In the past, it happened a lot more naturally. But even today, in many country towns and even some parts on small pockets within cities, it is still happening.
Okay.
And people are getting just as much enjoyment out of it now as they always have.
So when and why do you think that sort of changed? Because I live in a flat, and I think it's definitely that definitely has something to do with it. Living in an apartment as opposed to a house on a street kind of kills off that neighbourly vibe. What do you think?
That's our norm in our society right now. But what we're doing with Street by Street Project is just turning that around, giving an invitation, inviting people to do something different. And what they're finding is that simple thing of breaking that ice, and everyone's finding that, wow, there are fantastic people that live around me, and not just next door, but in the next street that I never would have met if I hadn't done something different.
Yes, tell us a bit about the project Street by Street. How does it work? How are you kind of breaking down these barriers between people who live in the same environment, same community?
What we're finding is that all it takes is a simple letterbox dropped invitation. So we hear from, it starts with a single person who says, yes, I'll do it. I'll invite my neighbours to something. And then I help them and they create an invitation and invite perhaps 100 people living around them to a simple get together. And that might be at a local cafe. It might be at a park. It might be at a home. It's always nice to share food. And what we'll find is that will bring out that proportion of people that would like to connect with their neighbours. And really, it just happens naturally from there. Once you get to know people and have these get-togethers regularly, community will naturally form. People will naturally help one another. People will often make friends. Those with children will find that the kids now have more friends that live just around the corner. And all sorts of other unexpected and really positive things flow out of it.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about that. What are some of the benefits and positive things you've seen with the project so far?
For example, one of our community connectors, that's what we call the people that kick things off in their local neighbourhood. Her name is Maureen and she lives in Hilton in Perth. Her area, they used to have a yearly Christmas party, and that was always very nice, but it just wasn't enough for them to get to know one another. So she started by inviting everyone to do a street litter cleanup, which they all enjoyed. They packed up sackfuls and sackfuls of rubbish in the beautiful area they lived in, and then afterwards celebrated with strawberries and champagne.
Oh, nice.
It was very nice, I believe. And they then had a meeting to talk about, well, what else could we do together? And they decided they actually wanted to help one another. They wanted to share their skills. And since that time, they've gone on to have a progressive dinner, a progressive garden blitz, where they all worked on a number of people's gardens. And they've had a sponge bake-off as well, which was a lot of fun, I hear.
Sounds delicious.
So what groups do are quite a variety of things, but they're all social in nature. Mm. My group tends to meet in local cafes or in each other's units. I happen to be in an apartment block, and I've found that I now know half the building. Mm. So I don't think living in a block is any barrier. I now know 50 people along my entire street, and beforehand I would have known only a handful. So what it's done is it's let me meet a whole lot of really great people that I never knew were there. We've then been able to share information about a development happening nearby. We've been able to build relationships. One in our group was a woman who's from overseas who knew no one, and she's now found someone who is like a mother to her. So this is a huge thing on a personal level.
It sounds really nice. One other question I had though, Irene, is there's some people probably across Sydney who might be saying, well, I don't really like my neighbours. Have you seen examples where people at one point have not been, you know, say on talking terms and they've turned it around to actually become good friends or something like that?
What we're wanting to do is support people who want to connect with their neighbours to be able to do that. Now, if someone doesn't like their neighbours generally, they're not going to be the person who's going to put up the hand and say, I want to get involved with this. Mm-hmm. So it'll tend to be people that generally get along with those around them that will. That's not to say that there's not, someone might not have a conflict with one, but, you know, generally, if you don't like your neighbours, you know, this isn't for you. If you like at least some of them, or would like to know and see whether you would, then it is. But certainly people have gone through having a conflict with a neighbour, getting past that and deciding actually, you know, they're not that bad. So that does happen. But generally this is for people who perhaps don't know as many of the neighbours as they'd like. And what people find is that also those that respond are those that want to know their neighbours. Yeah. So the grumpy person just won't come,
That's
which is
right.
Fine. That works for everyone.
And if they're grumpy, you know, maybe some champagne and strawberries can fix that anyway. Okay, Irene, if anyone listening wants to sound like a good idea and they want to pursue this to kind of make their local area a bit more neighbourly, where should they go and get more information?
Sure. Well, firstly, we've got 8 groups around the country in 3 states already. So this is taking off well. So anyone who'd like to do this in the area, and as I said, we'll give phone and website support, can simply look at www.streetbystreet.org.au. They can also email me on irene@streetbystreet.org.au or even give a call and have a chat on 0413 706 233.
All right. Thanks so much, Irene, for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thanks, Mitch.
That is Irene Opper from Street by Street, a great little initiative looking to make our local communities a bit more neighbourly. Let's get out and meet people in your local apartment block or local street where you live. Head to streetbystreet.org.au for more information.